The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Valley Orthopedics Tip-Off Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Taylor, joined by Coach Jerry Waynes, or not Coach Jerry Waynes, Coach Chris Hare. And Coach Jerry Waynes unable to make the trip down to Sylacauga as the Volunteer boys have traveled down for the area tournament down in Sylacauga, Alabama, here at Nichols-Lawson Basketball Arena right here in Sylacauga, Alabama. But the Volunteers are taking on the Briarwood Christian Lions right here in a big area matchup. Again, as I said, this will be Rusty Taylor. Coach Chris Hare will be joining me and doing the color options here today. Coach, good to have you in here. Appreciate you handling the play-by-play for the girls earlier. If you're just now joining, Volunteer girls fell 43-41 to Briarwood Griffin.
Well, Rusty, appreciate that. You know,
Shelby County, I should say.
Well, it was Shelby County defeated our Lady Vols 43-41 up in Briarwood, up 280 a little ways. So we couldn't get the win there. Led most of that game, a majority of it. At one time, had an 11-point lead, but unable to convert some free throws, too many turnovers, especially in the second half of that game. But we've made the trip down 280 here to Sylacauga, Nichols-Lawson Middle School, where this year's area tournament, and ready for this matchup between our Central Vols and the Lions of Briarwood Christian.
Well, what we're going to have here is they're about to start into the starting lineups. It's a one-and-done situation. The Volunteer girls' season comes to end. The Volunteer boys will need to pick up a win here to move forward. If they do pick up a win, they automatically move forward into a sub-regional. We're going to take a break here as they get ready for the starting lineups and get ready for the opening tip right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Alta Point Health needs caring people to support and assist those who are living with mental illness. If you're passionate about helping others, want to join a growing healthcare company, and are ready to love what you do, then Alta Point Health is looking for you. Visit altapoint.org to apply.
This is Clay Central Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sport, and the Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Penhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. Now, here's color analyst Coach Jerry Weems and the voice of Clay Central High School Athletics, Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. Volunteer basketballs, we're getting ready for the tip. Actually, Calvin Simmons will be going up against, tipping against Braden Robertson, the big 6'7", 205 center for the Briarwood Lions.
Third time we've matched up with these Lions, but never been more on the line than now. The first round of the area tournament fixed to be underway.
Both of them trying to get an early jump. The referee, Mr. Platt, there trying to get everything lined up. And the jump is kind of both missed the ball on the first tip, but the tip will go to the Briarwood lines, and that's Drew Mears. It comes up across the floor. Over to Stubbs. Stubbs over to Elijah Thompson, and the ball is thrown away and turned over to the Volunteers.
And the Volunteers opened up in that man-to-man defense there early on. The turnover, and we'll go the other way.
Is Newell inbound the ball there to Soap Gibbons. We have Soap Gibbons, Zion Newell, Caden Glenn, Calvin Simmons, and also Kevin Cherry getting a start. First shot up and no good by Gibbons. Fight for the rebound, and the loose ball, Elijah Thompson comes out with it for the Lions. Over to Mears, the point guard. Very good point guard, by the way. Up the floor, over to Thompson. Thompson swings it around to the right side to Stubbs. Stubbs dishes it down low to the big center, Garrett Witherington, the 6'5", 230, and he lays it up and in.
And it's going to be a battle in there around the boards with the big guys from Briarwood. We're going to have to man up and get a position and play some good fundamental basketball positioning, blocking out, and defend without fouling.
Down to Cherry on the left elbow. Cherry back over to Zion Ewell. Back down to Cherry on the right elbow, and Cherry had the turnaround jumper no good, and rebound goes to Witherington and the Lions. Back up to Mears. Mears pulls the three-pointer and drains it. Coach, we've mentioned it off the air. That's a young man we needed to be cold, and he starts out hot.
Hey, well, he does, Taylor, draining that three-pointer early right there. And, again, a great job on the defensive glass for Briarwood, limiting us down there to one shot on the offensive end.
Cherry kicks it back out to Caden Glenn, and Glenn found his shot, drains a three from a left wing.
And that's big right there. We need Caden Glenn to be warm tonight, be hot on those shots, and he starts out a good way scoring the first bucket for the Volunteers.
With the basketball outside the three-point line, picks up his dribble, back over to Thompson, back to Mears. Mears guarded by Zion Ewell. He'll have a step back three, and he drank. Coach, a hand in his face and a step back three, and Mears already with two threes.
Yep, and Mears starting this game off exactly like if you're a Briarwood fan, you want him to, but there's a foul. We're going to draw the first
Glenn
one.
Drives down the baseline. Good, strong drive, and Garrett Witherington, number 34, is going to be called for the fouls. He got him on the arm, and that'll send, you know, Glenn didn't really get the shot off. It was partially blocked, but the foul was because. And Caden Glenn will go to the line shooting, too.
And he will. Caden with our Caden Glenn with our only bucket so far. The 3 points, a three earlier in the game. And now he's at the line for two shots with a chance to extend the lead, extend or cut into the five-point lead that Briarwood has right
Glenn
now.
Glenn fires up the first free throw. Was real strong into the right. Missed it badly. Balls trail 8-3, 5:47 to go. Opening period here from Sylacauga, where the Volunteers are taking on the Briarwood Lions here in area tournament play. Glenn adjusts and makes the second. The lead cut down to four. Glenn's got all four of the Volunteer points.
He does, and that's important for the Vols here.
Thompson
on the defensive end.
Thompson over to Mears. Mears been the hot hand for the Lions. Mears kicks it out over in the corner. That's another three-pointer up and good. That's Elijah Stubbs. Coach, they shot 50% from three last time, and right now I believe they're three for three from three-point land.
100% so far tonight.
And they're up 11-4. Newell over to Gibbons on the right wing. Gibbons back out to Caden Glenn. Back extending that defense are the Lions. Good dish down low and a missed dunk by Simmons. Gets it. Gibbons gets the ball back. Goal still rocking, bounces out. I really think that goal still rocking from that missed dunk caused that ball to come out, Coach.
Yeah, and we need to reset. And we're resetting back up and working against this.
We get it down to Glenn, and Glenn looks like he might have been fouled but kind of took the ball back out.
Kind of
we'll reset.
Kind of a 2-3 extended zone. The Lions are in
The very active zone here from the Briarwood Lions, and they're going to pick off the pass. That's Stubbs. Stubbs back up to Mears. Mears dribbled up the right side, back over to Stubbs. Stubbs spins, kicks out, three-point shot, and they're four from four from three-point line now as Elijah Stubbs hits another three. Coach Josh Gittin's going to call a full timeout as the Balls lead. Trail 14-4 with 4:12 to go in opening period. We'll take this Poultry South timeout with them right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of the Radio Alabama Foundation and very excited to be a part of volunteer athletics on Classic Country 90.9. Atkinson Homes covers Talladega, Clay, Coosa, and Shelby counties with quality, custom-built, energy-efficient homes located on Highway 280 in Childersburg. 256-378-1201 or atkinsonhomes.net. You're going to love our homes.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network. Buddy Sports Country is your local dealer of Benelli, Browning, and Glock firearms. They add more selection and new products almost daily inside the huge showroom. They even feature some used firearms as well. Buddy's also offers a full stock of ammo, plus they have a wide range of fishing supplies. Open 8 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Buddy Sports Country, located on Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 Volunteer Basketball. Balls trail 14-4, 4:10 to go opening quarter here. And Briarwood has come out lightning hot. They're 4-for-4 from three-point land. And that's the big – there's Kevin Cherry with the jump shot from the left elbow. No good, loose ball. And that's Elijah Stubbs coming out with it up to Mears. Mears up the floor quickly. We try to trout Mears over, and we get a turnover. That trout may be cured there. Whetstone gets a turnover. Spin around. Cherry shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Put back is good. Balls are fighting and cutting into that lead, 14-6.
And they do. And it's down to an eight-point lead. But the defensive end is where we've got to work, Taylor. We've got to play defense.
Down to Braden Robertson, the 6'7" center. Robertson goes to the goal, and he is fouled. Foul's going to go on number 15, Soak Gibbons, and that is going to send the big 6'7" center to the line, shooting two. 3:24 to go, opening period. Volunteers trail 14-6.
The Vols have got to work tremendously.
And Robertson makes the first.
And work on the defensive end to deny.
The key here, though, honestly, Coach, you got to play excellent defense. You got to realize that there's no way the Lions can stay as hot as they've started. But you've just got to stay within,
stay within reach.
Don't let it get out of hand. They've not played bad. It's just they're making their shots right now. Volunteers with the basketball as he misses the second free throw. The ball's trailed by 9, 15-6. 3:11 to go opening period. Gibbons picks up his dribble back over to Gaden Glenn.
Briarwood's changed up now, a true man-to-man.
Down after to Damari Whetstone. Whetstone on the block, kicks it back up to Gibbons in the quarter. Gibbons thought about the three, head fakes, gets it down to Whetstone. Whetstone's runner up in good point blank. Four-footer just did not go. And Mears on the move for the Lions. Mears kicks it out to number 5. Coach, and they're 5-for-5 from three-point line as Charlie Caldwell drains one.
And we need some points on the offensive end. That lead already up to 12, and we don't need to let it extend anymore.
Braxton Young on the three, and he drains his three-pointer.
Great answer there. Great answer by Braxton Young.
Braxton just came into the game and cuts that lead down where they're just doubling this up 9. They're back to single digits, 18-9. 2:18, Mears with the basketball guarded by Whetstone. Mears looks to drive on Whetstone, and he is going to be fouled, and it looked like a pull. Looked like a little flop there by Mears. One thing about Mears, he's only listed at 5'9", 152, Coach. And I agree with that. Foul going to go on, is on number 5, Damari Whetstone.
And he may be only 5, what'd you say,
5'9".
But he doesn't mind going in there around the taller boys.
He missed the first free throw, didn't he? I was kind of shielded here.
Well, I'm not sure.
They hadn't put it on the scoreboard if he made it. You remember we talked about how good a shooter he was, and he wasn't good from a free throw line earlier. He made that one.
He makes the second.
19-9, back up to 10-point lead here for the Lions. 2:11 to go opening period. Over to Braxton Young. Young walks it up the floor. Taylor Boyd in the game for the Volunteers as well.
Briarwood back into their zone defense this trip down the court.
Back over. They look try to force it down low, and that ball is deflected and stolen away by number 5, Charlie Caldwell. Good ball movement there. Witherton, the big guy, misses a lay-in. Good defense there by that was actually Kevin Cherry.
Good defense, and we got a body on a body. Had some blockouts going on that rebound.
Good look down low. Cherry's fouled by number 24, Braden Robertson. He'll go to the line shooting two. Got a block, but got a whole lot of hand with it. Balls get a chance to cut into this 10-point lead. They trail 19-9, 137 to go opening period. This is Rusty Taylor and Coach Chris Aaron, and Cherry makes the first, 19-10. Coach Weems assisted Coach Heron with a girls' game earlier, if you listen to that.
Cherry, an opportunity to hear, making an 8-point.
That baby rolled around plenty, but did not fall through, Coach. And it's over to number 12, Torrey Smith of the Lions. Smith brings it up the right side. The Lions operating from a right to a left here. Wearing white, the Volunteers in red jerseys with white numerals here in this matchup. Witherton. Witherton missed a lay-in. They got both big guys in there, and now we're going to get called for the foul there on number 24, Braden Robertson. Right now they're playing the 6'5 and 6'7. Both a senior and a junior, Coach.
That's Whetstone's second foul and the third team foul on the Vols this quarter.
Robertson makes the first.
Robertson now 2-for-3 from the free throw line.
1:15 to go, opening quarter here, 20-10. Briarwood Christian Lions lead the Volunteers. He missed a second, and we knocked the rebound out of our own hands. And then all efforts to save it for the Briarwood Lions, but they're unable to do so. We got caught fighting amongst ourselves, knocked it out of our own hands
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we did.
But we still end up with a basketball.
Retain possession.
20-10 is the lead for the Lions. 106 to go here in the opening quarter. Gibbons with the basketball over to Taylor Boyd. Boyd tries to force it down low. Simmons with a strong move. Simmons is fouled. They could call that on 24 or 34. They're going to go with number 34, which is his second foul, I believe.
It is his second foul, second team foul for this quarter.
That's probably going to get him substituted as Ezekiel Witt comes to the scorer's table.
Simmons, his first trip to the line tonight with a chance to cut into this lead.
He misses the first. We see Zy Newell re-entering. Soap Gibbons going to get a little break kind of this last minute of this quarter probably. And Simmons makes the second. 20-11. Right now the Lions are perfect from 3-point. Mears out to Robertson. Drive to the basket, up and no good. There's a strong rebound, put back, no good for the Lions. Couple point blank shots missed by the Briarwood Lions there. Over to Newell. Newell back over to that's Taylor Boyd. Boyd to pull it, and it's a long two-pointer, but he drains it, cutting that lead down to 7. Big shot there by Taylor Boyd.
Yes, it was, and that cuts the lead down to 7 with 17 seconds remaining. Briarwood probably look to hold here for one shot at the end of the quarter.
10 seconds to go here. Mears looks down low to the big 6'7", and they're going loose ball there, and we're going to get called on the loose ball foul. They're going to get Braxton Young. Only 3 team fouls. That'll be 4 team fouls now with 6 seconds to go, so they will not be shooting. They get the ball inbounded. 4 seconds. Get it down. Shot up. No good. And the shot is up and no good. And that's where we'll end the period. Vols fight back and cut that lead, that 11-point lead, back down to 7. We'll go into the second. Vols trail 20-13 here to the Briarwood Christian Lions in Silicon, Alabama, Nichols Lawson Basketball Arena.
Getting a loan from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is so easy, anyone can do it. Is it that right, Charlie? Whether you need a personal loan, home equity loan, auto loan, or credit card, you can easily apply online at CusaPinesFCU.org or through our apps. Sign your forms online and save yourself a trip to the branch. Now that will make your tail wag. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine serves the greater Coosa Valley and East Central Alabama area. Dr. Anthony Trapiano and his team at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine focus on orthopedic care and sports medicine, offering treatment for various conditions related to bones, joints, and muscles. With a commitment to comprehensive care, Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine supports individuals with medical needs related to orthopedic health. More information is online at cbhealth.net.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Integrity Cabinets. Integrity's promise is to always conduct business with integrity. Integrity Cabinets on Highway 49 in Lineville.
Volunteers with the basketball to start the second. A chance to cut this lead down even more. Gibbons thought about the three from the right wing, decided better of it. He'll pull up, shoot the jump shot from a free throw line. Zion saves it in, and another save back in by Briarwood. Good effort there. But I'm not sure. I don't think Gibbons took a very good shot. Mears got by with a obvious travel there. Backing up, had to take another step. He almost fell and didn't get called. Mears going to fire up a three from the right wing. That's his first miss and the first three-point miss of the game for Briarwood.
Yes, it is. And finally, they missed one. That makes him now
kind of a forced one there by Mears.
5 for 6, their first miss. They were 5 for 5 in the first quarter from three-point ranges. They jumped out to this 20-13 lead, but the ball's again a chance to cut into that lead here early in the second quarter.
Well, Coach, when you hear a 5 for 5 from three-point land in a quarter, Harris Gibbons drive, no good. And Simmons went to go back. Looked like the ball might have went off him, but it doesn't. But you would to only be down 7, you got to be pretty pleased with
absolutely
that.
Sure you do. You kind of weathered that early barrage of three-pointers there. And, you know, so now we just need to continue to do what we do.
And we're fighting.
Use our game plan.
The ball was tipped out of bounds by number 12, Torrey Smith. Balls would have it back at midcourt. 20-13, 6:59 to go, second quarter. Volunteers trail the Briarwood Christian Lions. Into Kevin Cherry. Cherry looks down low to Zion Newell. Zion Newell got number 24, Braden Robertson, in the air and still tried to go up. And Robertson with his 6'7 length blocks his shot. There's a dish down to Robertson. Robertson's strong move. And the shot is good and he's fouled. That foul's going to go on number 12, Calvin Simmons. 22-13, 6:43 to go, first half.
First foul on Calvin Simmons and first team foul for the Vols here in the second quarter.
Robertson having a good start to this game, but he misses that free throw. Simmons comes down with the rebound after the free throw and gives it off to Soak Gibbons. Gibbons brings it across the timeline, looks to drive down off the elbow, kicks it back out to Caden Glenn. Glenn over to Kevin Cherry. Cherry, it's like a man-to-man defense now by the line.
And extended way out, heavy pressure on the ball.
Runner up, no good. And the Lions with a rebound. All the way over in the corner, back to Mears on the right wing. Mears guarded by Soak Gibbons. Kicks it back out to 22. That's Kanaya. Torrey Smith will fire up a long three. That one's short, no good. Zion Newell. Now they've missed 2 three-pointers. If we can just hit a shot of our own, Coach.
Yeah, the offensive end now, they're giving us opportunities. They've gone a little cool from behind the three-point line. We need to convert on the offensive end. Briarwood still in that hard man-to-man defense.
Newell with the basketball, dribbles down free throw line, kicks it back out to Caden Glenn, top of the key. He'll hand it off to Gibbons, and we slow things down. Gibbons looks to drive, and he's fouled by number one, Drew Mears.
The first foul on Mears for the night. The first team foul against Briarwood here in the second quarter.
5:35 to go, second quarter. Balls trail 22-13 to the Briarwood Christian Lions. In the Kevin Cherry, in the corner. Cherry back over to Gibbons. Gibbons steps over, three-pointer, no good. Ball's tipped out, and Mears going to get the long rebound. Mears is on the run. Mears going to dish it down. Good pass down to number 21, Samuel Canal, and he lays it up and in. Mears just a great player. If he's not hitting his shot, Coach, he's always looking to dish it off.
And he knows where all his players are, all his teammates on the court. Very good basketball player.
Zion Newell off the left side over to Kevin Cherry on the left wing. Cherry dribbles down elbow back across to the right side over to Soap Gibbons. And they're going to get Gibbons with the offensive foul. Led with his head there and kind of pushed in. That's the second foul on Soap Gibbons.
And the second team foul this quarter against the Volunteers. Gibbons now finds himself with two at the five-minute mark of the second quarter.
I think we got a little,
liquid on the floor.
A little liquid on the floor. Probably they're going to take care of that.
So get that dried up down there. And
24-13 balls trail to the Briarwood Christian Lions here in the area tournament in Silicon, Alabama. We're down here at Nichols Lost, the middle school. They're still working on floor repairs over to high school.
Again, I'll say that we've been here once this year. For a middle school, a very nice gym.
It is. And it gets loud in here, as the listeners can probably hear, because as we've mentioned before, it's very much like a Lionel or Ashland
gym.
Yeah,
very similar to the old gyms at those schools.
And Mears drives to the basket, left hand up and in. Just Mears, a special player.
Yes, he is.
Just a junior, too, Coach. We'll be facing off against Mears again next year.
They've got us doubled up at 26-13. Vols leading the basket. Coach Josh Giddens calling for the 32nd timeout.
Well, as he takes this Post South timeout, we'll take it with him right here on Classic Country 90.9 Volunteer Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Don's Pawn and Jewelry in Ashland is a trusted local pawn shop with years of experience serving Clay County residents and beyond. The shop has items including jewelry, electronics, tools, guns, and more. With a reputation for reliability, Don's Pawn and Jewelry has a secure and friendly environment. Conveniently located on Court Square in Ashland, the shop is a well-known spot in the community for quality goods and trusted service. 256-354-2727. 256-354-2727.
Dedication to owners, sellers, realtors, and lenders in the home buying process with a smooth and efficient closing process every time. Waterfront Closing and Title, the official closing and title company of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Online at waterfrontclosing.com.
We come back, Zion Newell follows up a jumper from a left wing. It's very long off the backboard, no good. Mears with the basketball back over to Stubbs. Stubbs had it tipped away, and Caden Glenn tips it away. He got the loose ball. Glenn, ball's reset. Ball kind of got away from him there. It looked like he might have a layup. And then Soap Gibbons just goes over and loses the basketball and turns it over.
Substitutions aplenty coming from Coach Giddens from the Vols bench.
We see Whetstone, Taylor Boyd, Braxton Young. Also, Kevin Cherry is in the game, and Soap Gibbons. 4 minutes to go here in the first half, and Mears left open for a three-pointer, and they missed another one, Coach. They hit five in a row. Now they missed three or four in a row. And that foul, we're going to get an offensive foul on the loose ball on Braden Robertson. I think it's his second foul.
I've got his first, second of the half, but I could be wrong.
Well, my partner bookkeeper right here next to me's got two.
Well, she could be wrong, too.
Well, and the school and the PA guy said too. So,
well, they could all be wrong.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You think I need to stand behind you?
I'm just trying to check for confidence. I understand.
Cherry's runner up and good. But you are a confident guy. Rebound goes to number 22, Samuel Canal. There's a three-pointer up and no good, Coach.
And they've cooled off, Taylor, but we've got to take advantage on this end now.
The problem, they cooled off and so have we.
Yes, we have. Everybody's cooled off.
They've missed 4 three-pointers in a row, maybe five.
We need some points scored on this end.
There's a shot up by Whetstone. They're defending well.
They do.
I mean, they just defend so well, they make it tough to score. There's Mears back over to number three, and there's another missed three-pointer. And they get the loose ball. Right now the Lions beating us on the boards as well. Kevin Cherry steps in front of that pass, though. Cherry's going to take it all the way to the basket and hit under the rim. Got himself out of position or something. Trying to finger roll it in instead of using the backboard.
Well, and if you notice, Mears on the pursuit right behind him. Didn't really go for the block, but just kind of put his body kind of in his way and made him kind of distort a way that made him be off a little.
We get the ball inbound, and that's Cherry. Cherry kicks it out. Taylor Boyd, open three-pointer. That shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound, and that Stubbs comes out with it. Up to Mears. Mears on the drive, and Mears, a lot of contact, no call. There's another open three-pointer, no good, and Coach Abel, they've definitely went cold. They've missed more than they've hit now.
But, and the ball's got to take advantage of this on the offensive end.
Over to Cherry. And Cherry has a shot blocked from behind, hits off the top of the backboard. And Whetstone loses the ball. Right now, Coach, they're not scoring but just a little bit, but we're not scoring at all.
Well, both teams kind of in a drought here.
Have we scored in this
We have quarter? Not scored in this quarter.
And there's 2:23 to go.
That is correct. And they've scored six. So we've had 6 points scored in this quarter with 2:19 remaining.
Mears over to Smith, and they throw it away. Trying to lob it down to Garrett Witherington. And just, he's got some height at 6'5", but he didn't have that much, Coach.
And after, you know, what was a pretty hectic-paced first quarter, things have definitely cooled off.
I got to give Damari Whetstone credit. He didn't let Weatherton back up any. He kept him held out and didn't allow him to get to that basketball. Braxton Young with the ball. Over to Soap Gibbons. Gibbons just inside the free throw line. And he gets a jumper. Good to get Soap going. And the lead down to 11, 26-15, 1:51 to go.
Gibbons' first points of the game.
Mears over to number five. That three-pointer no good. And our number five, Whetstone, comes out with it, Coach. And they have went completely cold. They're still firing away, but that was missed. Was backing out.
Whetstone battling in there with those guys a little taller than him. But
long three-pointer, loose ball. We're going to get a tie-up here, or we're going to get a timeout.
We're going to get a timeout
by the Briarwood bench as he calls a timeout. We'll take this Poultry South timeout with him right here on Classic Country 90.9.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, Natural Gas, comfortable, responsible.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. This is Rusty Taylor. Coach Chris Herron lines with a basketball after a save possession there with a timeout. Shot up, no good. Another three-point miss, but Elijah Thompson gets his own rebound. There's a ball thrown down low, and it's tipped away by Damari Whetstone. Right now they're working to try to get it down to Garrett Witherington, and we're doing a good job of keeping him from getting to the basketball. 107 to go first half. Vols trail 26-15. Mears inbounding the ball for the Lions. He gets it out here to Thompson. Thompson over to Mears, left wing. Mears guarded by Taylor Boyd. Mears looks down to Witherington. Gets a bounce pass down there. Pass. He passes it back up. It's deflected. And we've got
3 seconds in the lane.
3 seconds in the lane on number two, Elijah Thompson.
And it's good to see our officiating crew beat on top of things that.
Well, Coach, when you get in the – and I mean, honestly, you come in here – you can tell the teams have turned it up, and so has the coaches and officiating crew.
Yeah.
Everybody realizes they got to step up their game.
Right.
And honestly, I think it's been called pretty well so far. Taylor Boyd fires up a three-pointer up, no good. Witherington with the rebound. Witherington up to Elijah Thompson. Thompson over to Mears in the right corner. Mears by Zainier. Mears down the baseline. Kicks it out to number 22. Canal. And Coach, you couldn't keep them. We gave them a lot of open looks. They were bound to hit another one at some point.
Well, I mean, you know, it's almost that theory. I mean, you keep shooting. You keep shooting, and we get a blocking call there.
That's on number two, Elijah Thompson.
Thompson's first foul. third team foul on Briarwood this quarter.
Gibbons going to come in for the final 17 seconds here.
17 seconds left to play. Vols with the ball. Big here for the Vols to convert this offensive possession.
Yeah,
cut into this lead.
Some points here would be big.
Would be big right here as we head
toward
halftime.
We don't need to waste too much time. That's what Coach Giddens agrees with.
Things need to happen.
10 seconds. Gibbons, drive, runner. Oh, my goodness, that ball went halfway down and didn't go. Taylor Boyd with a steal and his three-quarter court shot up and no good. And that's where we'll go the half. The ball's trail. 29-15 here to the Briarwood Christian Lions. You're listening on Classic Country 90.9 in the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. We'll take a little break, total up some stats, come back, and recap the first half right here live from Sylacauga, Alabama.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Coosa Valley Wound Care Center offers specialized medical care for wound management. Nurse practitioner Quincy Leach and his team at Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is equipped with advanced resources to address a range of wound types and provides comprehensive care aimed at promoting healing and recovery. Located in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is integrated into the larger Coosa Valley Health Network, which delivers a range of health services to local communities. Additional details are available online at cvhealth.net.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find a plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
This is the Coosa Valley Wound Care Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Herron. We're bringing you the boys' area tournament as the Volunteers have traveled down to Sylacauga to take on the Briarwood Christian Lions, Coach. And the Lions really lit up the first quarter, and the Volunteers fought and kind of hung close, and then the Lions kind of cooled off, but the Volunteers only scoring 2 points in the second. So the lead up to 29-15, let us know how we got there.
Well, we got there, Taylor, as you said, that first half, some pretty good action there. 20-13 is the end of that first period. Drew Mears with a couple of three-pointers that first period. Elijah Stubbs with a three. Caldwell with a three. So five made three-pointers in that first quarter to get the Briarwood Christian Lions to their 20. The Vols, a couple of three-pointers, a couple from the free-throw line. They had 13. We go into that second quarter. Both teams cool off tremendously. Our Central Vols only scoring 2 points. That was Deshaun Gibbons with his first 2 points of the game late at about the two-minute mark, almost 6 minutes there without scoring for the Volunteers. The Lions, they cool off some, but they do score nine in that second frame to extend that lead to where we find it now at 29 to 15 for the Lions of Briarwood Christian. Of course, it's Mears leading the way for them with 9 points. Connell with 5, and Robertson, one of their big inside guys, with 4, leading the scoring there. For the Vols, out of our 15, Caden Glenn with 4. He's got a 3 and one made free throw, and then evenly distributed the other 11 points there. Cherry with 3, Taylor Boyd with 2, Braxton Young with 3, Calvin Simmons with 1, and Deshaun Gibbons with his 2. So, they cooled off. We weren't able to take advantage of several of their misses as they cooled off there into the second quarter and convert those into any points on the offensive end. We just need to, continue. They're giving us different looks at Briarwood out of their defense. We've seen them man-to-man. We've seen them zone extended. Central pretty much in their man-to-man defense as they've been most all year. Heavy pressure on the ball. But, Briarwood just a very disciplined team. Very good ball movements you see out of them on the offensive end of the court. The Vols just have to continue that good effort on defense, boxing out, challenging for rebounds down underneath. But we've got to get something happening on the offensive end of the court. We've got to get some offensive production from somewhere and cut into this lead on the offensive end while at the same time being able to limit Briarwood at least by shots and defensive rebounding on our defensive end.
Well, that's where we stand, 29-15. Good job there by Chris Herron in describing that first half as the Vols trail 29-14. We're going to take, it's like we're about 4 minutes from getting the second half started as the Volunteers trail 29-15 to the Briarwood Christian Lions in area tournament play live from Sylacauga, Alabama, Nichols Lawson Basketball Arena. Stick with us as we'll get ready for the second half.
Frank's Point of View, a hidden gem overlooking Talladega National Forest. Enjoy endless views, stunning sunsets, and starry nights. Each spacious RV site includes a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammock hooks. Hike miles of scenic trails and let your four-legged friends roam free. Frank's Point of View is online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your perfect getaway awaits.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find the plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Tires are an investment, and you can extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated 4-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road. Highway 9 Tire is also your local Exmark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lionville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
As you travel throughout the area, there's a good chance you'll get behind a car, truck, or SUV that has a Hill Auto Sales sticker on the back. For more than 10 years, Hill Auto Sales has been providing the people of this area with a great selection of all makes and models. Hill Auto Sales offers personal service with guys that have years of experience working with the people in our community. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lineville, and they're open Monday through Friday. The website is buyfromhill.com, and the phone number is 256-396-1100. Hill Auto Sales, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
third quarter action is brought to you by Sassy's Convenience Store. All your food and fuel needs are at Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville.
This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Herron. Coach Weems better be listening, hadn't he?
Well, he should be. I mean, what else would he be doing?
Will you please quiz him tomorrow?
I mean, what else would he be doing?
There's got to be things that you can talk to him about.
Sure.
That we can confirm that he was, you know, take bits and pieces from each corner. Halftime show so that we know that he listened.
We can find out.
But the Vols trail 29-15, and, you know, our good friend, the bookkeeper here, Ms. Diane Giddens, just shared with us that this is the exact score at the half when the Vols hosted Briarwood about a week and a half ago.
And what about this seating being able to be right by her?
Well, this helps.
Now, this is good stuff.
Very nice. Right next to our bench.
Yes.
Right on the floor at the scores table next to our bookkeeper, Miss Diane Giddens. So it's always good.
And the official's talking about you.
I know you.
Yeah.
Hey, officials come by and talk to us. We got to talk to them.
Yeah, right? That's right.
So
maybe just any little thing we can do to keep them happy.
Well, this is an association my son calls in.
And
so
some of them, and we've seen them. We've seen
these
them around.
And we've had these guys. We've had this association
before,
and we know these guys. Some of them been around a long, long time. But the Lions will start with a basketball here. 29-15, the lead for the Lions. And they have the basketball. Ball's inbounded to Stubbs. Stubbs brings it up over to Witherington, top of the key. He's guarded by back to Stubbs. Witherington gets the lob down under the goal. And that was a little too easy there to get it to Witherington. We had him in man, but the matchup there was to their advantage. Caden Glenn and Witherington. Glenn with the basketball out to Kevin Cherry, and Cherry drains a three. Good way to start the second half there offensively, and the Vols cut that lead down just a touch, 31-18.
And right there, Taylor, already more points than we scored in the second half.
There's a over in the Stubbs back to Mears. Mears sidesteps and drains the three-pointer. He's starting back where he started in the first,
well,
Coach.
He started the first half with a three. He started the second half with a three.
34-18. Gibbons drives all the way down baseline, kicks out to Newell. Newell throws it away. Picked off by Stubbs. Stubbs goes to the basket and misses a lay-in. Just flat missed a lay-in. That's a great effort there by Caden Glenn. Cherry's got an injury here. I mean, he's walking off under his own power, but he must have tweaked his ankle or something. After the foul call there, right at that scores table on a loose ball. It was a big lick, but I could see both of them going for the loose ball. So.
Looked to me like they were both going for the same ball. So.
And that's what Caden Glenn mentioned. Didn't argue, but just kind of said, I was going for the ball. Like, what else am I supposed to do?
The ball was loose, and they both went after it.
And he ran over the guy. He's got a little size on Drew Mears. But Mears fires up a three-pointer and drains it. Coach, let's just say the facts. The kid can shoot.
He can. Very good.
Great player.
Very good high school football player. Yes, he is.
Just think what, you even know he's a good football player.
Yes.
Did you catch that's what you say?
Yes.
Yeah. I wonder if he plays football.
Oh, I'm saying he does.
He's physical, so he probably
does.
Some
type of athlete. Some type of skill position.
There's a three-pointer up and no good by number two, Elijah Thompson. Thompson kicks it over to Canal. Canal's three-pointer off the top of the backboard. Bounces and off the top of the backboard. That'll be no good, and a turn, and the ball's a habit after it bounced out of bounds.
If he don't, he's missing a good chance to be active in the fall.
I guarantee you. He'd be a good little slot receiver, I bet you. I'm going to say most of these guys do. Down to Whetstone. Whetstone's ball is tipped out of bounds. Thompson went over to save it, but stepped out of bounds going to.
The Vols retain possession.
Coach, Vols need to get something going pretty quick. 5:36 going in the third. They can't keep.
Offensively, we
can't
got,
inch back into this.
We've
one,
got
so
to have
to speak.
Some production on offensive end.
Trailing by 19, 37-18. Gibbons, jump stop, runner no good. Can't find the basket.
Those are the ones we need to fall right there.
Thompson on the move.
The type of look we need. We just can't get it to go in.
Mears missed that three from the corner. Gibbons with a rebound. Gibbons on the move. Gibbons free throw line. Inside the free throw line, jumper again doesn't go. He's taking some good shots, but they're not falling for Gibbons. Ball kicked out to number two, Elijah Thompson. That shot by Thompson, no good. Rebound to Whetstone. They're missing a few now.
They are, but we've got a...
Caden Glenn picks up his dribble.
The problems we are, too.
Down to Zion Ewell on the elbow. Left elbow shot, no good. Rebound to Stubbs. Stubbs. There's a travel. Travel by number three, Elijah Stubbs. And that'll be a turnover to the Volunteers.
And a couple of subs from Coach Giddens from the bench. Braxton Young and Kevin Cherry entering the game. Calvin Simmons and Caden Glenn taking a breather on the bench at the 4:37 mark of the third quarter.
Young with the basketball. Over to Soap Gibbons, down to Kevin Cherry. Cherry went up, shot that will not go. We can't buy one right now. Back out to Gibbons. Whetstone with the rebound. Back out to Whetstone. Whetstone lays one up and in. Lead down to 17, 37-20 for the Briarwood Christian Lions.
Hard sledding in there for the Vols. That ball gets in the lane, and boy, they collapse down on us, pretty much around us. But Whetstone able to convert.
Got to get them one, two, or three at a time, and we'll take that two at a time, and let's see if we can inch back. Got to get a defensive stops and get points.
Yeah, we don't need to be matching them basket for basket here.
And Mears on a drive to the basket, 39-20. What is Mears at right now, Coach? How long does it take you to tell that up? I know he's had a big
17.
Whetstone, another good move from the block down there to Whetstone. Like they're, Coach, if they're going to defend him like that and look like they're afraid to foul, we need to get the basketball
just
to him.
Just force feed it in there and then just continue to take advantage of that.
Mears.
There's a turnover.
There's a turnover as Robertson gets it to Robertson. Robertson went to pass it. Now we may turn it, but Zion Ewell gets it. Back out to Cherry. Cherry, three-pointer. Good. Cherry's 2 3-pointers here in the second half. 39-25, this Volunteer team not going away. There's a three-pointer on the other end by the Lions. Whetstone with a rebound. Whetstone getting a lot of rebounds and a couple scores here, making a difference here in the third. Over to Soap Gibbons. Gibbons drives. Gibbons runner, kind of a forced shot, but Whetstone again saves it. Over to Cherry. Cherry, elbow shot, good. 39-27, Volunteers fighting, and that's going to cause a timeout by Briarwood Christian. The lead was up to 19, down to 12 now. Vols fighting back hard. 2:46, we'll take this Poultry South timeout. As they take the full timeout, we'll take it with them right here on Classic Country 90.9 in the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network.
From Sleep Modern Kid Plus Classic Styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
You all know that Matthews Meat Market has locally raised beef, pork, and chicken. But what else do they offer? How about Schoolhouse Pizza, chicken fingers, and buffalo wings as well? Turnovers and cheesecake. Matthews also has frozen biscuits and Sister Schubert rolls. Matthews Meat Market is more than a butcher shop, located on Highway 49, just north of Lineville. Matthews Meat Market is open Monday through Saturday from 8 till 5. They're closed on Wednesdays. Matthews Meat Market is proud to be a part of the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to 39-27. If you're just now joining us, that sounds bad, but not near as bad as it did just before, Coach. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Harris. The Vols have fought back. That 19-point lead dwindled down to 12 for the Lions here. Still a lot of time left. to go.
They have, Rusty, and it's been good work on both ends by the Volunteers.
Weatherton kicks it out to number five, and Charlie Caldwell drains the three. Exactly what they needed. 42-27. Over. That's Young. Dribbles, kicks back out to Taylor Boyd. Taylor Boyd out to Kevin Cherry. Cherry got by with a little travel there. I agree. Slide of foot. Gibbons. Gibbons left elbow. Picks up his dribble. Looks down low to Whet. Strong finish by Whetstone. Up through number 22, Samuel Canal.
Great finish down there by Whetstone.
42-29.
Now we need to work hard on the defensive end.
Whetstone starting to make his presence known in a big way here in this third. Over to Mears. Mears looks to drive. Mears.
The scoop.
Scoop up through two defenders up and good. Just a great shot. 44-29. Lions lead. Right now they're having an answer. Braxton Young's three-pointer fired up. No good. Rebound to Canal, and they'll go the other way. 1:12 to go in the third. Vols trail 44-29. Out to Weatherton. Weatherton back to Mears. Mears drives. Shot no good. Rebound Kevin Cherry. And Mears is going to be called for the foul.
Now, Taylor, if that shot had gone the reverse scoop, I don't know what we could have. There wouldn't have been anything we could have done about that one.
No.
A reverse scoop. I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Why?
Exactly taken
but
like that.
You would think that's a wild shot, but from him it didn't look wild.
No, it did not. I mean,
it looked very controlled.
It looked like something that he's done before. His second foul.
Over to Caden Glenn. Back over to Kevin Cherry. Soak Gibbons all the way over to Glenn in the left corner. And that pass is stolen away. Back up to Thompson, and Thompson throws it away. Things are getting a little bit rough at times here both ways offensively. We're kind of getting them out of their game. I feel like we're getting them a little bit out of their game, though, Coach.
Yeah, to some degree. But both teams just kind of.
Offensively, but they're still very strong on the defense.
Kind of haggard on offense for both ends.
This almost, I mean, it's not a 3-2. It's almost a 1-2-2. It's not a box and one, but they're adjusting defenses a lot.
They are. They're changing up with a mixture of different zones.
And it really affects the offense.
They're man-to-man, extended zone. And we're unsure each time of what they're in down the court.
We're doing a lot better job. Even though they've scored what they've scored on the defensive end, I feel like we're challenging.
For either team defensively, both teams defensively playing pretty scrappy.
13 seconds to go here in the third. And we somehow leave a 6'7 guy wide open, and Braden Robertson lays
it
in.
We do, and that's you wonder how that can happen, but it did. We just witnessed it.
And we're not even going to get off a shot to end the period. Just they get us trapped, and we throw it over there. Taylor Boyd fouls up, or LaDamian Boyd throws up a shot, but it was after. The Volunteers trail by 17, 46-29. Going to have to get something going quick. We'll take a break and come back. Prepare for the fourth quarter right here on Classic Country, 90.9.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located at the Clay County Hospital, where your health is in concern. The drugstore.
stop at Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lineville, and you realize their investment in today's youth. From the cashiers to those moms to the ones taking your groceries to the car, many of those are local students. They're learning what it takes to be a part of a team and the value of hard work. Piggly Wiggly has been providing young folks an opportunity for years, and that continues today. Piggly Wiggly in the heart of Ashland and Lineville, proud to support our local schools and our nation.
We come back. Gibbons fires up a three-pointer from the top. It's no good. Good open look, coach. He's hit front rim to Mears with a basketball. And we've got a travel call on Mears.
Turnover. And Mears threw, Taylor threw 3 years. Mears nine. Four threes. Part of those eyes.
We talked about many seniors on this basketball team.
And we'll see many of these guys again next quarter.
Solid, very solid seniors out here. As we got what, four of them on the floor right now, or
yes,
three of them. Stubbs with a basketball. Out to Smith. Smith over to Stubbs. Stubbs drives. Lane, runner, good. Stubbs a very good player and very a lot of movement. And Thompson, they've just got so many weapons.
A lot of different parts, a lot of different players that can fit different positions.
And Gibbons, runner up and no good.
And
too strong. Mears, runner, no good. Rebound Gibbons. Traded misses there from the point guards. Over to Cherry. And Cherry's ball pass is deflected by number 3, Elijah Stubbs, out of bounds. 6:37 to go in the game. Balls have got to get something going and going quickly.
Yeah.
Cherry from a right elbow back out to Zion Newell.
And that's Cherry's shot right there at the elbow, and he had the opportunity to take that shot, but he kicked it back out.
Coach yeah, Giddens, he normally takes that shot, and he hits it a lot of the time.
Coach
so.
Giddens encouraging him to take that when it's available.
Weatherington kicks it down low to Robertson, the two big guys in it one time, and Mears gets an open three-point look. And the Briarwood coach is going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take this Poultry South timeout with him right here on Classic Country 90.9, 51-29, the Briarwood Christian Lions lead.
You all know that Matthews Meat Market has locally raised beef, pork, and chicken. But what else do they offer? How about Schoolhouse Pizza, chicken fingers, and buffalo wings as well? Turnovers and cheesecake. Matthews also has frozen biscuits and Sister Schubert rolls. Matthews Meat Market is more than a butcher shop, located on Highway 49, just north of Lineville. Matthews Meat Market is open Monday through Saturday from 8 till 5. They're closed on Wednesdays. Matthews Meat Market is proud to be a part of the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here, Classic Country 90.9, Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network. This is Rusty Tyler, Coach Chris Heron, and we're 6 minutes from volunteer basketball ending. Zion Ewell comes up, and without some big changes, Coach, I don't mean to put the cart before the horse right here, but we're down by 22 points.
Well, we are, and it's just one of those situations where, you know, the Vols we've got ourselves in this hole here at this point, and we just got to keep plugging away and doing the little things. Offensively, we can't take our time. We've got to be kind of playing with some pace and in a hurry and getting off some shots, you know, to give ourselves a chance.
As the ball goes out of bounds, the Vols get it back on their own baseline. Caden Glenn, open three-pointer, and that one, I don't know that ball ever got 10 foot high, but what an athletic play by Kevin Cherry to come hustling in and tip it off of number 24, Braden Robertson.
Yep, Cherry showing his speed and quickness right there for sure. 24.
Came from nowhere.
Robertson just kind of shaking his head. Cherry showed up out of the blue.
So Gibbons fires up a three. It's short, no good. Rebound goes to Robertson and the Lions. Over to Torrey Smith. Smith over to Elijah Thompson in the corner. Thompson all the way across the canal. Right now, Smith fires up a three, and he drains it.
And Smith's first points of the night. A three-pointer for Smith.
54-29. Things really getting away from the Volunteers here late. Over to Zion Newell. Newell back to Cherry on the right wing. Swing it around there to Caden Glenn. Glenn's fouled on the three-pointer. He's fouled by number 24, Braden Robertson. 5:08 to go here. Closing out on Glenn. Caden to go to the line shooting three.
Caden Glenn has not scored back in the first quarter. Hit one of our first three-pointers and one from the free throw line. So his opportunity here as he misses the first to cut into this lead a couple of points.
Makes the second. 54-30. 5:08 to go. Balls. Glenn misses the third. Gets one out of three. And a great drive to the basket by Canaan, a great finish. Just kind of ran by us there. We didn't get back and play good defense that time. And that's going to – Coach Ginn's going to empty the bench after that.
He's going back. It looks like we've got four subs coming in here.
There's a shot.
But there he is. Zion
Newell. Zion Newell with a two-point shot. 56-32, 4:40 to go.
The Vols, we're going to have to take some chances defensively. Go after the ball. Go after some steals.
And Smith drains another three there.
Hard to do much against that.
Coach, he was 11-for-22 last time from a three-point. And we're looking, we're probably all over that right now. And Coach Josh Giddens is going to call a timeout with 4:20 to go. Volunteers with the basketball trailing by 27, 59-32. We'll take a break with him as they take this Poultry South timeout right here on Classic Country 90.9.
One stop at Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lineville, and you realize their investment in today's youth. From the cashiers to those mopping the floors to the ones taking your groceries to the car, many of those are local students. They're learning what it takes to be a part of a team and the value of hard work. Piggly Wiggly has been providing young folks an opportunity for years, and that continues today. Piggly Wiggly in the heart of Ashland and Lineville, proud to support our local schools and the Radio Alabama Foundation.
We welcome you back, Volunteers with a basketball. Over to Soap Gibbons. Some bodies hit the floor there. No whistle. I think a few people accidentally ran together there, but the shot up, no good. There's Smith guarded by Taylor Boyd. Smith hits the floor, kicks it over, and another three-pointer. Charlie Caldwell. Looks like the Sylacauga Aggies are watching thinking, my goodness, they've got hot in our gym. And we've got to play on Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Taylor Boyd's three-point shot up and no good. That's Canal with a long rebound. Canal going all the way to the basket, and he's going to be fouled by Soap Gibbons.
That'll put Canal on the line for two shots. And it does look like, Taylor, you know, it will be the number one seed, Sylacauga Aggies, unless something drastic changes in the next 3:37, taking on these Briarwood Lions Wednesday night in this area championship.
Yeah, up by 30, Coach, 3:37. I think you can go ahead and, but, you know, we want our balls out there fighting hard,
sure,
and they
absolutely
will.
But that will be a, you know, and for those that may not know, realize Sylacauga winning the area, they have defeated this Briarwood Lions team twice this year.
I know. Now makes them both. Braxton Young with the basketball. Young fires up a three-pointer, no good. And the ball's just got to come down and try to do something quick. Lions actually throw it away after the rebound, though.
They do. So the balls are going to be inbounding straight across from us.
Clock. We're running a hot clock with over 30 to close this thing out. It's been a quick one. Going to be just a little over an hour game.
Quick, pretty, and a pretty clean game.
It has been. Over to LaDamian Boyd, and LaDamian drained a three-pointer. Something you didn't see much out of him.
Gets LaDamian on the board in his final basketball game as a Volunteer.
Good pass and good Cut to the basket by Torrey Smith. He lays it up and in. Braxton Young with a runner up and good. Good move to the basket by our little guy, Braxton Young. 66-37. 2:33 to go. Ball still fighting, Coach.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you like to see.
Oh, yeah. And they'll give, you know, they're we're going to give effort. We're going to play to the end.
Corey Smith's three-pointer, no good. Braxton Young with the rebound.
That's what we do.
Young's fouled going to the basket hard, and he'll go to the line shooting two.
Some wholesale changes coming from the Vols bench from Coach Giddens as we're winding this thing down.
Young makes the first. Some of these guys going off for the final time on the basketball court, Coach. They're giving the seniors especially their acknowledgement. Misses the second. 66-38. Lines with the basketball. All young guys in there now for the Volunteers, Coach. Very young guys. And a three-pointer up and good by Elijah Stubbs. Got a eighth grader bringing the ball up the floor for the Volunteers. Back over in the left corner. 1:37 to go. Jumper, no good. Rebounding number five, Charlie Caldwell.
Here's a look at some of the guys Taylor will be called on more next year.
Yeah, a lot of these are normal JV B team guys.
Right.
And you got, that's Jeff Coburn's grandson right there.
Yes.
And he's just an eighth grader, I think. Well, you see things happen like this, and it's the way the game's supposed to be drawn.
Absolutely it is. And you're getting some young guys.
Number,
you know, you didn't really you hate to see them getting in this situation. But now, I mean, these guys experience in an area tournament, you know, a lot of jitters, even though, you know, for them, I mean, it's an area tournament. And,
well, what you
and
do
here they are.
You're trying to get them in, and instead of having to call timeout.
Right.
You're official. You just let them know.
Right.
Hey, when call one of us for a foul, let me get. I mean, I'm just saying what's clearly happening. It's happened three times right here.
Sure.
And it's the way you keep the game moving, but you get other guys in.
You keep it moving.
Some people wouldn't understand, but I really appreciate how it's been
handled. Oh, absolutely. I think I would say 2/3 of the game has been called tremendous.
And that, I know what you mean. It took me a minute, Coach, but I know what you mean. And the balls will fall 71-38. We'll take a quick break. Coach Heron to total up the stats. We'll come back and recap this Volunteer loss here in area play and the Volunteer season just a little bit right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network relies on the sponsorship of our listeners and local businesses. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville is one of those valuable sponsors. Experts say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and Sassy's is ready. Sassy's has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuit, and you can also add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lineville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga, located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, serve Clay, Tallapoosa, Talladega, and Coosa counties, as well as the entire Coosa Valley. The dealerships provide a range of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Honda, Nissan, and Ford models, backed by the Sarah Promise. The Sarah Promise includes a commitment to quality service and a lifetime powertrain warranty on vehicles. Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga. Inventory and information about the Sarah Promise online at sarah280.com.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something. Meaning, we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement. It's a message. And this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga, work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
This is the Marble City Urology Post-Game Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Well, we welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. Volunteer basketball, final time of the season as the Volunteer boys fall 71-38 to the Briarwood Christian Lions. The girls lost a little bit earlier today, 43-41 to Shelby County Wildcats. So Volunteer basketball is complete and over for the season. Coach, I know you got some stats. You've done a great job here keeping the book and doing things here tonight. Filling in for me and now filling in for Coach. So you filled in for, I guess we both owe you one.
Well, no, you don't owe me nothing. I was just proud to do it, proud to be
well,
here.
Well, you've done a great
and
job.
And be with you guys, and hopefully I hadn't messed you, either one of you, up too bad. Well, let's take a look at where we how we ended this thing tonight. Kevin Cherry, our leading scorer for the Vols, with 11 points he had in the losing effort tonight for the Volunteers. Caden Glenn, he scores 7 for the Vols tonight. We have Taylor Boyd and Damari Whetstone, both with 6 points for the Vols. Damian Boyd with 3. A three-pointer late in the game there. Deshaun Gibbons contributing 2 points. And Zion Newell also 2 points. And that's how the Vols wound up with their 38 points on the evening. We look over at the Briarwood Lions side, Taylor. And we know here, well, no surprise here who their leading scorer was for them. Number one, Drew Mears, 24 points from Mears out of their 71. And a tremendous basketball player. Fun to watch.
And he's only 5'9", 152.
As fun to watch really against our Volunteers, but a very good high school basketball player. Just a junior. We'll get another look at him next year, but Mr. Mears did a very good job tonight leading his team with 24. Charlie Caldwell, he had 12 points for the Lions. And Elijah Stubbs with 11. Those three guys, the double-figure scorers for the Briarwood Lions as they advance tonight to the area championship game, which will be taking place right here Wednesday night against the Sylacauga Aggies, the number one team in this area hosting this tournament, facing the number two team, the Briarwood Lions. Taylor, Briarwood tonight, we don't know how many they shot, but they made 14 three-pointers.
And made their first game. Five or six.
Five.
They made their first five in a row and started in the first quarter. They hit five three-pointers and really – you know, the Vols hung in there, fought hard. Mm-hmm. You got to be proud of the effort, Coach. But just too much firepower is what I'd say for the Briarwood Lions. Just outmatched here tonight.
Well, Briarwood, you know what, a very good team. You know, just fun. You know, we hear this term a lot in other sports, but fundamentally sound, offensively, defensively, great ball movement. You know, you get out of those guys, and they're just a very good basketball team, and they do things, you know, on the court. They do things in a good way, and congratulations to them to move on. And they'll be battling Sylacauga, a team that's defeated them twice this year for this area championship this coming Wednesday night. The winner of that game will be hosting a sub-region game, and the loser of that game will be on the road headed into a sub-region matchup, as both of those two teams will be looking to advance to region tournaments later this week into the first of next week.
Well, Coach, let's get ready to close this thing out. But before we do, I want to mention our five seniors that had finished their playing career on basketball. Some will be doing some playing some other sports. But that's number 2, Kevin Cheery; number 3, LaDamian Boyd; number 5, Damari Whetstone; number 12, Calvin Simmons; and number 15, Deshaun Soap Gibbons.
Baseball season opening up for the Vols a week from Thursday, and softball won't be far behind. So we'll be headed into those spring sports.
All right, Coach, let's try to get things turned off here and make sure. I think we lost power, so we may be having some problems here. Yeah. So we're going to see what we can do if we can get it turned off. But appreciate you filling in again, and we'll be coming back with baseball and softball information later as we'll be covering some of those games in a couple weeks down the road.
And we'll break it all down a little more in the morning on the 3-point stance.
We appreciate you being with us right here on Classic Country 90.9.
You've been listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network, presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Penhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.